Yo, what up? It's your girl V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have a spiritual influencer in the building right now. She does her thing. She's big on TikTok. She's doing her thing overall, period. Make some noise for King Clairvoyant.
Hello, how are you? It's been a while. It's been a long time.
I know. Congratulations on everything happening.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I'm super excited to have you on this because a lot has elevated within your career. So before we dive into anything, we got to do a toast.
Will do.
Congratulate, you know, on all your endeavors and everything you've accomplished. So, you know, we got your Bamboo right here. Shout out to Bamboo right now, Belle, all of them, you know, drinking some brown water. And, you know, we get it. This is for you.
She's trying to get me drunk.
I'm trying to get you drunk, you understand? Because, you know, the more they drink, the more they talk. Nah, but this is to you. This is for everything you've been overcoming, accomplishing. Shout out to everything you're doing. This for you.
Thank you.
Here. Cheers. Let's do this. This is good.
That's not bad.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It didn't hit the way I thought it was going to hit. With like brown water, coconut water with brown water is amazing.
No, it is.
Or with Bamboo, you got to try that.
I did.
Now, man, listen. Not to be biased, right? Because everybody knows the relationship between you and that. But watching your success, watching you elevate from a spiritual healer to now being the spiritual influencer, right? Because it's
a little awkward, yeah.
When did you start accepting or realizing the transition of you becoming an influencer?
First of all, it feels weird to be on this end of the spectrum. I'm used to being in the background.
Yeah.
So now I feel like I'm being interrogated.
Let's get the lights, guys. Dun, 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 dun.
I know, right? Definitely, it was a huge transition. And I still think I'm still transitioning into accepting or embracing the role. Because I was just somebody who was posting my spiritual journey versus actually educating others and them like looking at me as a mentor or a teacher. So it's like a little intimidating.
Yo, I be going through your comments. And like your supporters, they love you.
They do.
They go hard for
you guys too. But yeah,
you know,
they do.
And it's like it's dope, right? But now the thing with social media is that it has so many misconceptions, such as like people assume followers equal money, or they even forget that you are a human being,
right?
And that you don't, you know, they forget that you deal with real life situations. So how do you manage to stay true to yourself and not get caught up in these type of misconceptions?
Well, first of all, I have like a code word to all my followers, and I tell them if I ever get ever like too big headed, tell me to touch some grass, tell me to ground. Like the key word I told them is touch some grass. So once they start telling me touch, which they haven't yet, but if I gotta touch some grass, I will. So I have like that open relationship when it comes down to my following, and I feel like we're all friends. Like it's just literally a safe space when it comes down to it. But I do my best to ground myself and remember my why.
Okay.
And my why is to just share my journey, to share my human experience, to share the fact that even though people look at me as a mentor and an educator in the spiritual realm, I'm still learning.
But okay, so you speaking of in your aspect, but what about those who are the outside looking in? They're looking at you, they're looking at your page. Do you feel like they're reciprocating the same energy in a sense?
As far as what?
Like, as far as genuine? Like, yes. Is it or as far as like, yo, like, they're looking at you and they're like, yo, she's going viral. She, you know, she has over 300K. You're close to 500,000.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, they're looking at you and they're just like, yo, she got to make money. I know she's got to be doing this. You know, or like, you deal with real life situations. What?
Yeah,
you know, like.
Yeah, they're surprised that I don't have like a big pot in the back that's just a fix it all. You know, that I just do some spiritual things and that's it. My problems go away because that's just not how it works at all.
Right.
There is a handful, I would say, of people that have that mentality. Like recently I had a commenter be like, oh, this is why I unfollowed you because.
Yeah.
What did she say? She was like, like, this is why I unfollowed you, because first you're telling people to do this and now you're telling people another narrative. Like, you said do your research and now you're saying you don't even know where this information came from. And I had to make a video about that, because I'm just like, when you're getting into the spiritual realm, especially when it comes down to the Caribbean roots that I have, right? Everything doesn't have an explanation. A lot of it does.
Okay.
But when it comes down to the spiritual information that is passed down from generation to generation, you can't tell me, I don't know why a moth, when a moth flies into my house, that means company, but it works. And it means it happens every single time.
Right.
So it's like, when there's little tips and tricks when it comes down to the spiritual realm that people want to know, they always want to know why.
Okay.
And growing up, especially with elders, they teach you that sometimes curiosity killed the cat, and it's like you're losing insight or you're losing perspective on focusing on the origin versus just kind of taking it from elders. Now, when you're finding information from the internet, there's a whole different realm. And I'm talking about elders that you trust. I'm talking about family that means well.
And we definitely tap into that.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, so you're tapping into your elders or getting the information, either it's elders or your team, your spiritual counsel, or whatever you find, like from books or the internet, right? But and then when you're providing them just like these content, these videos, right, informative content, because you're grabbing certain information from different places in a sense, right? And you're pretty much using your discernment when you're now given the information. Because of this, have you ever been on the wrong side of TikTok?
I definitely have a few times.
And how's that like?
Very interesting, because
I've seen that side, and it's a little, especially in the spiritual realm. Like, no offense to, you know, but
none taken.
It's wild.
No, it is. You would think that, like, in the spiritual realm, it's like nirvana, right? It's like rainbows and
unicorns. Yeah, rainbows and butterflies.
I love everyone. Here's some cookies.
Follow
I baked
the yellow brick road.
But it's literally, it's not like that at all. If anything, it's like everybody like eats each other up, if that makes sense. So that's why, like, you being in the music industry, I know you understand the correlation between the industry and like the spiritual realm, because there's definitely a lot of ego. There's definitely a lot of elders. I'm gonna put in quotes, because because you label yourself as an elder doesn't mean you are one. Okay, there's a lot of elders on this app policing and gatekeeping and not doing it with unconditional love, and is fear-mongering. So I definitely have been, not necessarily on that side of like the fear-mongering, but I've been on like the, no offense, right? But like the Christianity,
religion versus
die on the cross, like burn you witch, like,
But, okay, go ahead.
Because, okay, so as you guys know, like, one of my patron saints is Archangel Michael,
right?
I go hard for him. He goes hard for me. Like, he follows through every single time. I love him. My father devotes to him. My mother, I mean, my mother does too, but my grandmother devotes to him. My great-great. So it's like, we know things that are passed down. And it was so funny because somebody was like, how do you know all this information? I'm like, it's been passed down from generation to generation. But there was a video that I made on Archangel Michael, and obviously he has a backing of Catholicism. My family has a backing of Catholicism.
Right.
You can be religious and spiritual at the same time. Like,
no, that's what I was going to say. But
you can be religious and spiritual at the same time. They can be one of the same, or there can be a divide. It just depends on your mindset and where you're coming from. So being on the wrong side of TikTok, when I make Archangel Michael videos, people either really eat that up and love it, or you have burn on the stake, which repent your sins, you know? And it's like, people don't really read the Bible, and instead they go based off what other people say. You know what I mean? So it's like, when I see a video going crazy, I'm not going to lie, I'd be privating it. Like, once it hits like 2 million or something, and I see the comments going on the wrong side of TikTok, I'd be like, all right, TikTok is purposely heating this up. So I'm going to put this off to the side. I'm going to let that chill. And then I'd like wait a day or two and I put it back.
And then you put it back?
And then it goes right back to where I want it to be. You know?
Did you ever let it rock? Like, and
I have.
To see, like, and had now, with you doing so, how was, like, were you able to, I guess, contain yourself or in a sense of like not losing yourself or not coming out of character?
Listen,
that's what I was trying to say.
It definitely is hard to not come out of character, especially when people who don't know you are basing you off of a 1 minute video. Mind you, a lot of these videos have a part one, part two, part three in detail on top of a whole video dedicated to this topic on YouTube. But people don't want to do the research. They want to assume, they want to judge. So there was one Archangel Michael video that I did leave up.
Okay.
And it's still going. And I just let it be. But it's still going. And I was talking about the fact that how my grandmother, she's been a devotee of him for a very long time. Years and years and years and years.
Okay.
And this is when she was kind of getting, she was kind of confused with her life, right? Midlife crisis type vibe. So she was like, you know what? Maybe this whole Catholicism shit, like maybe this whole Archangel shit is just not for me. She was like, and she would light his candle every day. She had a table for him. She would clean her statue. Like it was a very, she would do the rosary to him, like prayers every single day to him.
Okay.
He was protecting her for sure, for sure. But as soon as she was like, you know what, I don't know if I really believe in you anymore. Because she, you know, she was going through her stuff.
Okay.
So she stopped lighting his candle.
Wow.
She took his statue down and put a blanket over him. And my dad, when he was little, when he saw that, he was like, Ma, like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you doing that to him? Like, that's a big no-no.
Right, right, right.
And she was like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to figure things out right now. You know, because, you know, she had a lot of things going on, personal things.
Okay.
So she didn't really believe that God would be doing all these things to her. Like, if there is a God, why is this happening to me?
Okay.
So she was going through that. When I tell you the house was absolutely chaotic, like, my dad was literally, he has stories, and I've talked about this too. Like, he's mentioned it on my page as well. But he would literally, he said that the house was getting really crazy spiritually. For a lot of different reasons, the area, the building, historic, like people upstairs, like passed away. Like there was just a lot of things going on.
Okay.
And he said that he was hearing things. He started seeing things, shadows. His mom started getting like really dark in her energy. And he almost started fearing going home. It didn't feel safe anymore. It didn't feel secure anymore. And this is like maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks of him being covered. And then he started hearing, because the statue was porcelain. So then he started hearing this statue kind of clink, clink, clink. And he was like, what is that? Like, you know, like just porcelain hitting the floor when he was in the bathroom. And he's like, what the fuck is that? And he's just whatever, using the bathroom. Doors cracked open. He keeps hearing clink, 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 clink. And he's already creeped out with this house. He just wants to go to the bathroom and go to his room and hide out. And he to this day, he swears on my life. He swears on his life. He swears that the Archangel Michael statue somehow, some way walked its way to the bathroom. And like he said, he felt like something was staring at him.
Okay.
And when he looked at the door, he saw the statue like right there.
Oh, no.
Mind you, this statue was supposed to be covered in a whole blanket. So he's just like, wait, what? So he started screaming for his mom. And as soon as his mom came, the statue was gone. Nothing really happened.
Nothing was there.
So he like urgently told his mom, like, there's been too much spiritual things going on top of what I just experienced with this freaking statue. If you don't take that cloth off and start venerating him. And a lot of people like in that video kind of expressing his story in short, because it's a long story, but compressing it. A lot of people are like, oh, that's not Archangel Michael. He wouldn't do that. Oh, da, da, da. I'm like, no, I believe that that was a whole demon messing with my father, or like a whole spirit messing with him, using the image of Archangel Michael to mock the fact that, you know, she denounced him.
Gotcha.
But I feel like he removed his protections. You know what I mean? Like he removed his protections and was like, you're going to disrespect me? That's fine. I'm just not going to protect you no more.
Right.
You know what I mean? So as soon as she...
something else, like, pretty much...
Right, took over.
Gotcha.
So as soon as she, like, apologized and was like, my bad, she lit a candle for him. She goes, I'm sorry. Like, I was just going through things. It never happened again. The house was safe. The house was secure. She never had any spiritual problems after that. So people took that as, oh, she was venerating a demon. And I'm like, no. When you when somebody is protecting you and they remove those protections, that could be equally as bad as like someone hexing you. And that could be your own doing, if that makes sense.
Elaborate a little bit.
So like, let's say you're calling upon, even like for physical people, right? Uh-huh. Let's say you're going to your friend's house and they always got you. They're always reliable. You're hungry, they got food.
Okay.
You want shelter, they're like, you can stay at my house.
Okay.
And then you're like, one day, you know what? Fuck you. I don't need you. I don't even think I trust you. Randomly. I don't even think I trust you. I don't even think the food that I eat is good. Whatever. You think that friend is going to be like, oh, but I still love you. They're going to close their door and be like, get the fuck out then.
Right, right,
Your
right.
safety, your security is done. So it's the same thing with the spiritual realm. I just feel like people think that like these beings have to do their job. Like, right, they have to cater to
yeah, you, and it's
like,
sense.
No. Archangel Michael, as much as he is a protector, he's also like a saint of war because he balances out the scales. He balances out justice. So it's like, in order to do that, you have to like do what you gotta do. Like, he's known for his sword of fire. Like, what is, like, he slayed a whole dragon. Is only the peace aspect being brought in? Like, I feel like people see one perspective of spirituality, which is like love and light,
right,
and like the Care Bears, and that's all they see. And then when they find out, oh shit, there's duality to this shit, it's like, oh my god, that's devil's work.
And speaking of which, like, because again, people see, like, in a sense, like you mentioned, the rainbows and butterflies, in a sense, right? Like, but what's your thought process on spirituality becoming a trend, opposed to, like you mentioned, back then it was more gatekeeping?
Yeah.
So, like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, do you feel like it's okay with so much information being out there to the public?
I have a love hate. Okay. Part of me feels like, as an educator, as a mentor for a lot of people, part of me gets very frustrated because even my own family has got grouped into like the false narratives of spirituality, and like the misinformation that's being posted on TikTok. Specifically TikTok. But then the other part of me is, you know what? Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, y'all deserve that. If you don't wanna do your research on your shit, then get what you deserve at this point. There's duality. If you're gonna, like, fuck around and find out, you know what I mean? Because if you wanna look at it as a trend, it's not my job to constantly make sure, like, spoon feed you. And I feel like that is what people want right now.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
It's to be spoon fed spirituality, step by step, telling you what paragraph of what book, of what information. And it's like, read the book then. Why is it that I gotta tell you what chapter of information you're looking for? Skim through the book, figure out what's going on. And a lot of people, let's get into the books. A lot of people are buying books off of like Five Below and like all these little places, not recognizing that this information that is being given out was not from the people that grew up in this culture or in the religion or in certain spiritual practices. It's an outsider coming in. Somebody nice in the community is like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to do X, Y, and Z spiritually.
Okay.
They take that, they monetize off of it.
Okay.
And then they write a book about it.
But is it the outsider's fault to push the narrative, but push this information, right?
Mm-hmm.
That whatever community they were with, mm-hmm, allow them to grab the information, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. No, it's not their fault, because I just feel like at the end of the day, we allowed that.
Right.
And this is where there is a big divide beyond spirituality going on right now, where it's like, we are allowing this, and how are we having a problem with it? When it's with this person, it's okay, but that person, it's not.
Mm.
So I feel like in the spiritual realm, there are people that take the time to respect the culture, respect, you know, whatever belief system or practice, but then there are people that just want to monetize, and that's our fault. And this is why gatekeeping is a thing. This is why a lot of people, a lot of elders on the app are no longer there, because they're just like, I'm going to gatekeep now. Because now, like, for example, right, there was a woman going viral on TikTok, and she was like telling people like, oh, I'm like 1/16th indigenous, and I'm allowed to use white sage because white sage is a close practice, right? I'm allowed to use white sage because white sage is in my blood, my 1/16th of Native American, whatever, whatever. Mind you, in her next video, she's talking about, which is a close practice, sage. In the next video, she's talking about the fact that if voodoo, which is a religion, a lot of people don't know that, since voodoo is a close practice, why is there books on it? It's like, how are you picking and choosing what's closed and what's not?
I mean, because it's benefiting her in a sense.
Precisely.
Because at the end of the day, people, it doesn't matter whether it's spirituality, it doesn't matter what industry it is, as long as it's the person is benefiting out of it,
mm-hmm,
then at the end of the day, they don't care what's the information that's out there in a sense.
Right.
And then you have, unfortunately, a lot of egos.
Oh yeah.
Most, you know, and the ego will be found everywhere. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
But in the spiritual community, there's tons of egos. And it's like, how do you determine when ego is talking?
Oh, you know. You know. And I say that because I've never heard a genuine, again, elder, educator, or even someone on my same level talking about as if they know it all.
Okay.
They never, you will never see an elder in the realm, or just elders in general.
Because I've seen certain videos.
Mm-hmm. Which ones?
I'm not saying. But I've seen certain videos. Uh-huh. And the not of yours. Oh, okay. Just like other people, like whenever I'm on TikTok, right? Mm, okay. But if I'm like, and somebody's video will pop up, mm-hmm. sometimes their delivery is wild.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, we know. Like, I just, yeah. I'm like, ew, like, what's going on here? Like,
yeah.
You know, imagine in person, because I'm like, this is just virtually, and I sense the energy.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of people hide behind the camera. And they feel like they can be big and bad because nobody will really get to know these people behind closed doors. But let me tell you, TikTok ruins lives. You do something wrong, they will find out where you work. They will call your job. They will report you. They will do so much. So you have to be really careful. But there are a lot of like spiritual egos out there for sure. I think discernment is really important. Like, it's really hard to kind of list out a group of things that is like describes ego, because it could be different from person to person.
Okay.
But I definitely think that just based off of your feeling, does this person make me feel good, or does the information that I'm receiving feel good, or do I feel a little scared? Do I feel like what I'm receiving is kind of overwhelming, overstimulating? That's how you kind of know, maybe this information is not for me. Maybe the information is for me, but the person delivering it is not for me. So it's kind of just like using your discernment with the process.
Had you ever had to G-check yourself, your ego? Because I feel like everybody has their moments. I know, like, for me, I've had moments where I caught myself a little bit of, you know, egocentric. And I had to, like, relax.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think so. But I'm saying that only because I struggle more with, I guess, like, the confidence, or, like, me being a medium, clairvoyant, being able to, like, because a lot of people forget that, like, I grew into, like, this was my whole life, right?
Okay.
A lot of people think that I found spirituality because I look young, right? And I am young, but, like, I look young. So a lot of people are like, oh, you found it on TikTok. Oh, you're TikTok famous with the dances and stuff. Like, oh, okay. Right, you found it on an app. And I'm like, no. Like, I had no choice but to fuck with the spirits that walk with me, because I see them. I see them. I hear them. I see people's spirits. I hear people's spirits. Mm-hmm. And I got to put earmuffs, and I got to ignore everything. So I just feel like for me, I really have to ground my energy and be like, all right, I know I'm not crazy. I know this is, I have a life purpose here. But just, again, like, what is my why? And I feel like just me doing my grounding process in the morning or just throughout the day really does keep me grounded. Because I have friends and people that, like, I know that have a verified check or whatever, like, on their account. Right, and that doesn't mean anything. Like, people are struggling regardless.
In real life.
Yeah. Exactly. So I just feel like the experiences I've been through really does keep me grounded. So no, I don't think my ego has ever been an issue for me. Maybe when I'm angry, but you can utilize that, like, to your best healing, if that makes sense. Doing your shadow work. Understanding yourself and why you're triggered and why is this, you know, annoying you at this point in time versus taking it out on other people.
Okay. Now, I just wonder, because of the information you provided, you know, also like the type of, not the type, also the team you have, you know, you're so prideful of your team.
I am.
So, like, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes your spirits can take a hold of you, you know, so that's why I was wondering, like, have that ever happened to you? But now I do want to know, because I don't know if this is true or not, but have you ever had moments where, or have you, like, moments where your team is somewhat, like, or your spiritual counsel wouldn't accept your lifestyle in the physical realm, meaning, like, your sexual orientation, or, like, you know, just the prejudice, you know, like, it depends on your spiritual counsel.
That's a great question. Not when it comes down to, like, my more elevated beings, but I will say when it comes down to my ancestors, absolutely.
Right, because this is ancestors from eons and, you know, like,
some of my ancestors don't feel comfortable with certain backgrounds. Some of my ancestors don't like to see certain things. So this is why when it comes down to ancestral veneration and venerating your ancestors, it's a process of growth and educating them as to why their thought process is not okay and why we need to move past that. And a lot of the times when your ancestors are feeling that way, it'll showcase in your family. So let's say, again, like the fact that like I'm gay, right? If my ancestors are feeling a way that I'm with you, right, and I have a wife, you will see that with my family. My family will probably start making comments like, oh, you're gay, whatever, like demeaning in a way. And it's like, you have to definitely put your foot down and speak your truth in real time, because not everything is going to be spiritual. Okay. It's like little mini tests, if that makes sense. So if your ancestors are crossing boundaries, which they are, by accepting.
Have you challenged any of your ancestors crossing boundaries? And if so, how did you overcome that?
Absolutely. So I have always been very close with my ancestors, because that's something my father has taught me since I was very little. He's very big with his ancestors too. But there was a time that, like, you know, I was going through a lot, and I took a lot of my anger. Like, I was crying to them and I was talking to them. And this person, my partner at the time, pissed me off so badly. And I was just feeling so irked, and it felt like such an injustice that I started telling my ancestors, like, oh, I just want this person to feel the pain in my heart that I'm feeling right now.
Right.
Because it feels like my chest is on fire. And literally the next day, they got third-degree burns on their heart space. So I had to tell my ancestors to chill the fuck out. Yeah, but that was my fault, like, definitely, because I wasn't expecting them to retaliate, and they did. So words are very powerful, especially when you're connected in that way.
Which I saw that, like, you, like, again, and this is what's dope about what you do, is that looking at your page is the fact of, like, you're constantly educating your supporters, your followers, and I think this is why they speak so highly of you, because then if, like, you look up your shop, right, on Google, the reviews are insane.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
so
very
it's like,
prideful of that.
And as
very
you should, you know, because it's not easy, especially like, unfortunately, because, you know, YouTube as well has a following in the spiritual realm as well.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is big. Obviously, TikTok is big, Instagram as well with these platforms. But I've seen more on TikTok, like the scammers in a sense.
Yes. You know how many fake accounts I have?
How many?
Combination of TikTok and Instagram, I would say easily over 100 of just fake accounts of my business, of my personal page, and then of my TikTok page. And it's like, no matter how many times you're like, I only have 3 accounts, this account, no backup accounts, people will still get scammed. And it's just unfortunate, but it's like, what else can I do?
You know, I mean, there's not enough. But that's, again, that's the beauty to it. Like, when you tell people to do your research, you know, it's just, I guess, learning. In the back end, is just learning how to use your discernment.
Right, which you're going to learn through experience. So don't expect to go into the spiritual realm and start whatever spiritual practices and not fail, because you're already starting off on the wrong foot. You are going to fail. You are going to, like, stumble. You are going to, like, have to, like, learn your shit. You are going to get things wrong. Like, it's okay. The point of it is to learn and not to push out the human experience. Because I feel like a lot of people just want to be spiritual. All of a sudden, they have all these crystals and whatever.
Right.
Not even knowing this crystal and that crystal don't work well together.
Right.
But they're wearing it for the aesthetic. But it's like, that's a lesson that they have to learn on their own.
And then again, because you're constantly telling people this, now when you have people looking at a person, not myself, but another person outside looking in, they're looking at your background, they're looking at your comments and everything you're just doing, you know, like everything in life, when there's good, there's bad, right? People have the mal de ojo, aka jealousy, right? So it's like, how is it that have you faced spiritual attacks?
Absolutely.
Because I can see that. And that, like, I've had other spiritualists like tell me, like, I don't want my face, you know, like, I don't want to be on your show. Unfortunately, I love what you do, but I don't want to be on your show because I don't want people knowing too much of me. And, you know, they're doing their thing outside of social media,
right?
But they're like, no, I stay away from social media. I don't like it because that's giving people so many access to me in a sense. So what are your thoughts on that?
No, I totally agree, and it's definitely that's a really good question, because a lot of people don't recognize that whether you're spiritual or not, just people just observing you and watching, like, essentially your every move or everything that you put out. As much as you would think they're just listening, they're looking at your background. They're looking at the things you're wearing. They're examining, like, the video. And it's like, that energy is definitely transferable. So, yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of spiritual attacks.
Okay.
You know, I talk about that a lot as well. Like, you know, I think that my very first real, like, something that was, like, actually really, like, deemed as serious was a spiritual attack from more so a family member.
Okay.
And that taught me how to not only be smarter.
Okay.
Wiser. But it set me up. Like, it built a firm foundation. So now I know what to be expecting. So now that I am having this following and I do have a lot of people watching me, I already know what to do and I'm not afraid of it.
Okay.
Because somebody buried me alive and I'm still here. I got sick, though. The doctors had no idea, like, what was going on. My parents had to sign waivers. Like, if I die in their care, I die in their care. Like, they couldn't sue because they couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. But I was buried alive. And I, like, literally, my angels came to me that night and was like, it's not your time.
Mm.
And literally, like, maybe 2 days later, I went home. Miraculously, I got better.
Yeah, that's wild. Because you work with so many energies, right, and you guide mm-hmm. so many people mm-hmm. Within their path, how do you balance your time and your energy to stay grounded within your path?
I'm horrible when it comes down to me. I'm like that kind of person where it's like, I am so ready to give everyone else my energy and to ground them and to take time with them. But when it comes down to me, I'm like, I get overwhelmed. Like, where do I even start? But I definitely have to force myself to have my grounding in the morning and do either my prayers or have coffee with my ancestors or go outside and kind of like connect with universe, God, source, like, you know, do my little diligence, my due diligence. And, you know, you'll be surprised because a lot of people ask me, how is it that I've gained so much respect mm-hmm. in the spiritual realm? Because I've had spirits recommend me. I had Archangel Michael recommend me from people that never seen me on TikTok, and they literally told them my name and they searched it up and they found that I was an actual person. So it's like I have a lot of respect in the spiritual realm too, but it's because I pay their respects and I say thank you because I'm in their realm.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm playing around in their realm, and not just that, I'm passing on information that I really don't have to be passing on, but I'm doing it with respect and with love.
But how do you determine whether... I mean, I know this is with experience, but mm-hmm. let's just say hypothetically, so, like, Archangel Michael hits you, tells mm-hmm. you, like, listen, this is the message.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if this is really him or trickster energy?
Well, that's a great question. Well, trickster energy is not always necessarily bad. I feel like people hear tricksters and they always
think. I hear trickster and I'll be like, no, run, baby, run.
But if you think about it, people can have trickster energy too. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, it may not be intentionally malicious, but it can still do harm.
Okay.
So when it comes down to trickster energy and like really connecting with energies that may seem like it, but it's not quite it, you have to think about it as like somebody pretending to be your mom via text.
Mm.
And they're like, hi, V. Henny. How are you today? And you're like, that's not how my mom talks, but right. It's coming from my mom. It's coming from her number, but something feels off. It's literally the same thing in the spiritual realm.
Gotcha.
Or like you call your mom and it does not sound nothing like her, but it's like, yeah, I'm here. So it's like there's just something always off about trickster energy.
Gotcha.
Where it feels like they're wearing a mask, and it's just something you can't quite put your finger on.
Mm.
Especially when you're getting to know these energies, which is why I advocate for people to really get to know who they're working with first, or who it is that they want to work with, their characteristics, their personality, whatever, before actually like venerating them and giving them offerings. Because when that does happen, you'd be like, no, that's never how this energy approaches me.
Gotcha.
And it gets like a little tricky because it's different from person to person. So
right.
It's like I can't give you a rule book and be like, oh, look for this and that. This is through experience, and it's kind of hard to explain how I receive messages and channeled things, because you channel differently than I do.
Mm. So if you don't ground yourself with everything, like mm-hmm. within all the energies you're pretty much absorbing in, right? Mm-hmm. Can this lead to spiritual psychosis?
That was such a good segue. That was so good. I give it to you. You're good at what you do. Absolutely. You know, again, like I was grateful enough to have elders in my life that taught me, because I was in this realm, right? Because again, I didn't choose this. Like, this is just who I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the moment I was born, my family knew it. My parents knew it. Like, they knew I was different just based off the experiences and the paranormal activity and all these things going on. But growing up and being able to have elders, they kind of taught me that spiritual psychosis is a process that you just is inevitable.
So for those that don't know, what exactly, and you could, you know, something paraphrase, like, yeah, paraphrase, like what is spiritual psychosis?
When you no longer know the line between spiritual messages and just the clock being 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Like, it's literally just 12:34.
Because you be getting mad, people like, oh my God, like the numbers, 1, 1, 1. And I get it, the spiritual numbers, I believe in stuff, but I feel like sometimes people,
it's literally just a bird flying. What do you expect the bird to be? Like, it's just the universe, you know, which is why when a lot of people are in that point, I always tell them to read The Alchemist, because The Alchemist is such a good example,
right,
of like how to read language of the universe and how to trust, but not doing it in a delusional way. Mm. Because throughout the whole book, he's still doubting, in a sense, he's still questioning, he's still making sure that this information that he's receiving is in his highest good.
It's actually right here,
right?
The Alchemist, right there.
So
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. No, but and I mean, I see, that's what I'm saying, like sometimes, so how can one avoid that?
I mean, that's the thing. You can't really avoid it. It's more about you kind of, again, does this information feel good to me? Am I getting too deep into this?
Do I saw one of your comments, and somebody had posted,
okay,
In the comments how, like, they went through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they never really, they didn't really recover from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it somewhat, I guess, like, stopped, like, held them back or stopped them from having their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wait, how does that happen? How can that happen?
Well,
how can this stop you from having your gifts?
Right. No, I think that, I mean, I understand the perspective, but you have to look at it as spiritual psychosis kind of amping up your paranoia, amping up, like everything is amplified. So if you're getting messages, now you're no longer just, oh my God, the clock is 11:11. What a coincidence. You're looking at the clock for the time. You're looking for the messages. You're looking for this. You're looking for that. And it's more of you trying to validate your ego that these messages are coming through, but you definitely lose yourself in that process because now everything is spiritual and nothing is a human experience.
I think I know somebody like this.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know one person or two.
I was like, I think I know somebody like this.
But it's more about like grounding. And
but
like,
can this be something where you can actually recover from?
Absolutely. It's just like, you know, honestly, it's just you pulling away. Like as a spiritual healer myself, I do like so many readings just through 1 week that if I don't take a day or two to kind of just pull back, not touch my cards, not tap in, tell my team peace, I'll see you on Monday,
right,
type
right,
of
right.
vibe, like I will go crazy because you won't be able to discern what is the spiritual messages. If you're clairvoyant like me, you're not going to be able to discern what is spirit, God, universe, or your team talking to you versus just your inner voice and like your consciousness. And that's a dangerous line to play on. And that, again, I understand the danger because I was told at a very young age, if I don't continuously ground myself, I could go crazy.
And I know people like that who've gone crazy.
Right.
And it's scary.
No, and this is why I say, like, a lot of people think this spiritual realm is like rainbows and unicorns, but it's not. Like, it's a really serious, dangerous realm where you could really lose people. And I don't think that that's talked about enough.
Do you... So let me... Like, when people... new people hit you up, right? Like, do you give them a disclaimer based on this or nah?
As far as like what?
Like, do you know what you're getting into? Like, PSA, if you're gonna get into the spiritual realm, nah.
Like with my clients or like just with my page overall?
Your page overall.
I mean, I feel like I give a lot of disclaimers, but I, like, you know, like I definitely care, but I, like I said, I feel like at this point in the journey, TikTok, the people there, they just want to see what they want to see. They want to hear what they want to hear, and if they don't like what they hear, they continue scrolling or they comment like negative things.
Gotcha.
So I just feel like in this realm, elders and everybody in it who are really in it, no, you got to take your time. It's a journey. It's not to be rushed. And if you're rushing your process, then that's on you. I can no longer hold the burden for those who don't want to even do the research for themselves.
Gotcha.
Because it's like, if you don't want to do the work, why do I have to do it for you?
I get it. I get it.
If you don't respect yourself enough to do the research, then why do I got to care too?
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
So it's just like, yeah, it sucks, but they're
yeah.
That's,
I mean, that's yeah, it's on you. It's in everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
but
I saw that.
Listen, but these are people that haven't really experienced the spiritual realm that are getting into things like that. Because they, again, they think it's like a make-believe. From, coming from someone who's literally seen, like, really dark things physically, like when I was younger, and like, you know, doors slamming and my parents not being able to open the door, spirits calling my name and like my family voices and there's nobody home. Right. My mom will have me in the car and she'll be driving by a specific cemetery because we're literally like a block away from my house. But it was only when I was in the car, the locks would go crazy. The lights would start flickering on and off. Like the car would go fucking berserk. Mm-hmm. So like these are things that like, how can you explain that?
I mean, no, they look at you like it's a mental situation.
My dad, he swears, like, when I was younger, like, I used to, like, heal animals with my hands.
I remember he told me that story.
Yeah, like, I apparently...
It's funny, though, because you know who has that same story? My guy, Walter Mercado.
And my grandmother says that I'm the next one, which is, like...
Because he actually, as a kid, he healed a bird.
Right, and that's literally what I healed. That's was a bird, crazy. Was a few birds, yeah. So then ever since they, you that any day,
birds, bro?
Apparently, like, you know, I don't know.
Like, yo, you're a bird. She heals birds, bro.
Apparently, you know, I only remember certain parts of that story. Okay. I was like five, literally. I just remember everybody kind of being in shock and I was confused because for me it was normal. Mm-hmm. I think that once I noticed the reaction of everyone and how what I was doing wasn't normal, it was kind of when I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right, right.
Because my dad literally, I remember, he went to like his job and he started like ranting and raving. And then there was like this hurt animal in his store. And he was like, oh my God, I got to get my daughter. I got to get my daughter. And then his mom had to tell him like, yo, chill out with that.
Right,
like,
right,
you cannot,
right.
You're putting a target on your daughter's back. Like, what the fuck is good with you?
Yo, your father was pimping you out.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Literally.
He was like, you need a healing, $5. You need a healing, $10.
Yo, and that's why I'm just like, that's why I feel like with me, the ego aspect of things is not really such a big problem because I see it, no offense, parents, but I see it in my parents and how egotistic they get, or like my family, how egotistic they get because they grew up with me. So they know the spiritual coincidences that has happened to me. So they know I'm not lying. Like, for example, how do you explain my mom having all my gifts, and as soon as she gave birth to me out of the womb, she no longer was hearing spirits, seeing spirits? How do you explain that the name I have, my mom gave it to me because that energy kept coming to her and coming to her?
How do you explain to a skeptic?
I don't.
Because I know you, so I saw a video and you was just like, how you were a little I don't know if it was frustrated, mm-hmm, or bothersome of someone asking you like, what is it that you do for a living?
Oh.
And, you know.
No, it wasn't that I was.
And they kept. I was there for that situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just like, I let them be. Because it's like, for me, I feel like you should have just been like, I'm a spiritualist and that's it. Or like, you don't have to give an explanation to
people.
Yeah,
But you kept going.
And I was just like, that's on you if you want to go back and forth with somebody who's skeptic. For me, I look at it like it's not my place to convince you otherwise.
No, that's literally the energy that I came with. And I told this person that multiple times. Like, I am not here to convince you. You either believe or you don't. But they kept, like, how can you drink and have a good time when somebody's literally, like, eyeing you down and trying to intercept energetically and also physically your conversation until you fucking look at them and answer their freaking question? Like, there's only so much uncomfortability, especially that I was already drinking. And when I'm drinking, you know, like, you're not going to get the most grounded me. And listen, when I'm drinking, I'm more connected with my spirits and my ancestors. So if you see a whole spirit, which my sister saw, she cried and she was like, call the ambulance. It was this whole funny thing. Mm. But anyways, if you see a spirit that comes down and is mounted by me, you know what I mean? It's just like, it is what it is. You got what you wanted. But it's just like, I'm not going to sit here and fight for that. But she irked my whole soul because she was an Irish woman who was bragging, okay, that she says that she likes to say that she was born in Mexico. So she says she's Mexican because she was born in Mexico. So it happened that her mom was there on vacation and she ended up having to stay because she ended up giving birth early. So this Irish woman thinks it's cool.
And raised in Ireland.
Raised in Ireland, thinks it's cool to say, yeah, I'm Mexican, because it gives her some kind of exotic feel. And that's how she entered the conversation.
No, she did. She did say that. I was going to say, well, technically, but she did say that.
She did. She was bragging about it. Because
she did say, because it gave her that whole, you know, like you said,
the
like
exotic
that
feel.
Yeah, the exotic feel, or, you know, the Latino feel, whatever.
Right. And then she wasn't interrogating you.
Because I paid no mind to her.
She was interrogating me. No, because she didn't care about... Like, she didn't care.
Wow, she said she didn't care
for
me.
No, but I'm not saying that. She didn't
so
care
there
to
goes
know.
My interview.
She didn't care to know about, like, your industry. Because she didn't want to admit to herself that she was curious.
I mean, I get it. I get it. But you know, I guess with you, it was like I said, it was frustrating. And I mean, I guess there's no way for you to describe or let people know, you know, like not to take it personal.
No, but I did. You don't remember?
Like, I know you did.
But I literally was just like, I'm done with like this conversation. And then she was like, oh, she's saying she came to you because you went to the bathroom. And she was like, oh, you know, your wife is saying this, this, and that, da, 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 da. You know, when I'm not even asking her for spiritual messages or bombarding or whatever. And I was just literally like, lady.
I never said anything.
No, you didn't. But I was like, lady, you're literally lying on my name. And then she was like, oh, I put my foot in my mouth. And
yeah, I remember. So it was she was like, I think I'm an asshole and whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But lost company.
No, of course. And you're always going to experience people like that. So it's like, I don't mind answering questions because you already know. I love to debate. We could debate all day.
Right, right.
I don't mind. I don't think of things as arguments. I think of like debates.
Right.
We could debate. Agree to disagree. But yeah, there are people once in a while that like really try to pull you out of character. And she didn't allow that to ruin my day because I was still fine, but it was still annoying.
No, I get it. I get it. No, you have a lot of patience. I want to know, is there anything you want your supporters to know about you on a deeper level?
I mean, I feel like they get a good gist of who I am, but I guess that I'm just a human being, you know?
Right.
Because I feel like they see me as like this almighty, you know, person because it's like, again, like my reviews on Google as far as my readings are really good. Like I have 5 stars.
Right,
everyone
right.
talks about, like I've had skeptics come to me because I was recommended so much and they come to me and they leave a believer because again, I have information that there's no way I could have known. It's not like, oh, you're having financial problems. Right?
Yeah, right,
and
right, right.
You know, I'm able, if the spirits allow, like I'm able to give names, specific situations, like time frame. Like I try to be as detailed, and that's what a lot of my clients say, that I'm like a little more detailed than they expected me to be, and I'm very informative more than they thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful that when it comes down to my readings and just how I go about my job or my career, that like I'm very transparent and it's received well. But I think the only thing that I feel like they need to remember, not all of them, majority of them understand, is just a handful, that like I am a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not answering you, it's not because I don't like you, it's because you and maybe 20 other people are messaging me at the same time. I get like 100 messages on a daily, like, oh my god, I have an emergency, you need to fit me in.
Right, right.
It's like everybody says that. You know what
right.
I mean? You have to book on my schedule. People don't want to wait a month for a reading because I'm booked out that much. But it's like, I cannot give you a reading, or I cannot give you your Reiki. I can't do what I need to do for you if I'm not taking care of myself. Because you've seen it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, yes, 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 I'll do 6 readings.
Yeah.
Mind you, I look like the doll from Rugrats. Like,
right, right.
You know, hair everywhere.
Cynthia.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I could do it.
They are all over the place.
Yeah, literally. And you were like, I think you need to rest. Like,
no, you did. You did. Because, again, people don't realize this energy work you're dealing with.
Right.
So that does take a toll on you. Like, there's moments when you and I do, like, you know, like a little, you know, a little
oh
sit down.
God,
and I'm
yeah.
here trying not to, like, I'm full of energy. And then next minute, I'm just like, I feel like I'm narcoleptic. Like, I'm just like, and you
yeah.
like, every time, I'm like, I don't know, my energy's getting poo, bro. Like,
no,
but I get it, you know, I get it. I, again, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everything you've been accomplishing, you know, a lot of things you've overcame, you know, and watching your, you know, your steps, your take forward is,
right,
is dope.
Right, because I think last time I was here, it was like 10K on...
I believe so.
Like 10K or something. And I was like, yeah, I made it, you know? And now I'm here at like almost 500,000, which is like so dope.
I sometimes hear people like, oh my God, you're a celebrity. And I'm like, no, she's not.
Yo, literally. No, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. It's a little icky for me. Like, ew.
I mean, you're an influencer now at this point.
Because I have clients that like come on and they
get starstruck.
Yeah. And I'm just like, hi. Like, how are you? And they're just like,
but it's dope, though, because you worked your ass. And this is why, again, like, you know, it's dope to highlight everything
but
you're
doing.
But I'm
just not that person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not that
you're
person.
You're not, but, you know, you still need to be appreciated in a different angle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're grateful for this. And I want to just say, lastly, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Because I've been here before. I've been around the block before. I already had something
so
in mind.
Go ahead.
I had French food for the first time. Authentic French cuisine for the first time.
Oh.
Okay. And I've never had that before.
How was that?
It was actually really delicious. So I'm not gonna lie. I liked my partner's steak better because she ordered a steak and I had a salmon, but like the steak was really good.
Right.
It was pepper crusted steak, and they have like the name for it, but I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Oh, wow, wow.
Quite literally. But
you ever had escargot?
No, and I would not.
What is it with everybody just getting like nervous? Escargot is actually good. I've had escargot.
Yeah, no.
I've had escargot because I couldn't pronounce it right the first time. But escargot is actually good. I had like a garlic salt. It was like roasted garlic.
What does it
taste
like? Like the texture?
I don't know. It was just like I ate it like as if it was like oysters in a sense.
Is that how you're supposed to eat it?
I don't know.
Because I would imagine
it's
really
nervous.
Like,
I didn't
want
to just like chew or nothing. So I was like.
No offense, sorry. I give it to you.
But I'm proud that you had French food. I want to just say thank you again for being here.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for your time. And for those that are watching, where can they find you? If you can give them all your platforms, if you know like all of it.
No, everything is literally King_clairvoyant on TikTok, Instagram, and then King Clairvoyant on YouTube.
All her information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is tap in. It's free. Y'all already know the vibes. It's your girl, V. Henneman, The Artistry Show, and we out. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out. Bow.